I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Superior Arts Youth Theater is presenting Shrek the Musical Junior. The performances start up next week at the Forrest Roberts Theater, and our own Mike Plord spoke with Jelena McLean, the director of the performance, as well as two of the actors, Abby Harma and Alora Welch, to find out more. Here's more with Mike Plord chatting with Jelena McLean and Abby Harma and Alora Welch.
So we are doing Shrek the Musical Junior. It features youth ages 3 to 14. It's our 8th grade and under production. And we have 63 kids, actors, involved in the show. And we should have about 20 or so crew members as well. So this is a pretty strongly youth-led production. It is just like the DreamWorks motion picture, but it's a musical.
And when does it run?
It runs November 16th through the 19th at the Forrest Roberts Theater.
And how can folks get tickets?
Folks can get tickets at NMU ticketing outlet. That's tickets.nmu.edu or 906-227-1032.
And you brought two of the actors with you. We have Abby Harma and Alora Welch. Abby, tell us what's it like in the production? What do you do, and what's it like being on stage?
It's pretty extraordinary because this is my 7th theater show I've done, and everyone's better than the last. And it's so much fun to go on stage and sing and perform a whole show for audiences.
And you are going to tap dance.
Yes, we are. In the song Morning Person, which is when Fiona and all the little woodland creatures sing.
And Alora Welch in the studio with us as well. And Alora, you're tap dancing on stage. Tell us about that and what it's like.
It's really fun. I love to tap dance. It's one of my favorite dances to do. It can get pretty noisy. I remember when I was in tap dance a few years ago, I'd come home complaining about how I had a headache. Got really loud, but it's also really fun. It's hard to walk in the halls, though, when we're going onto the stage because they're so slippery. It's really easy to slip and fall in the tap shoes. So,
how long have you been tap dancing?
This is my second year.
Second year? And Abby, how long? You said...
Like 3 years.
3 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jelena, tell us about the production. Why do folks want to come and see the production?
So this production is definitely over the top for the youth theater, especially for an 8th grade and under production. We've got performance flight happening in it. We've got puppetry happening in it. There's going to be prosthetics, confetti cannons. It's definitely a spectacle show. And it's also a show where, like the girls have said, It's really fun. It's exciting. There are a lot of character roles in it. Like, they are the Duloc performers and the rats. Alora and Abby both play two parts in the show. And then we also have a fairy tale ensemble. We have Lord Farquaad, Shrek, Donkey, Fiona. There's a lot of characters in the show. And so it's really given our youth the opportunity to show all of their talents and show their acting abilities.
So there's singing, there's dancing, there's speaking parts.
Yep.
And
yeah.
You've got people flying?
Yep. People flying in the show, too. So that's something that people normally won't see in Shrek is performance flight. But we decided to put a little bit of a twist on some of our roles. And so we've got an actor flying in the show.
How is it for you, Jelena, as a director, to work with the kids? You must get a kick out of that.
Yeah,
be kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun, actually. Because I've worked with adults and youth through performance and in various roles. And the kids are definitely very creative, and they're not afraid to try new things. Like, they will come up with new ideas. They'll come up to me before rehearsal, and they're like, can I try this today? Like, I have this new idea. I've been thinking about it all night long. And I'm like, of course, try it out. Like, let's get this show on the road. We want it to be exciting. And so they just come in with so much creativity, and they're not afraid to show their style. And in Shrek the Musical, there's a big production number called Let Your Freak Flag Fly. And that's something that I love to say about this show, is that the kids aren't afraid to let their freak flag fly.
I love it. You give them an opportunity to be creative, and they do it. They
yep.
take advantage of that.
Yes.
And Abby Harma and Alora Welch are also in the studio with us. And ladies, what's that like? Abby, what's that like to come up with ideas and then bring them to the director and say, hey, I want to try this. What do you think?
It's pretty cool, because then you feel like you get to like help make the show even better. Like, I remember earlier this week, I had an idea in one of the scenes to... like overreact and like look at everybody in the room in one scene, and I feel like it makes the show go to another level, and it's really fun.
How about you, Alora? Any contributions, any ideas that you had?
I haven't had any yet.
What's it like? Let me ask you this. What's it like then to listen to somebody else's idea and think to yourself, wow, I wonder if I can do that?
It's really cool because then it gives you more ideas to help improve your character.
So Abby Harma and Alora Welsh, you two are actors in the show. You're going to be dancing, and you both play two parts.
Yeah.
Alora, what's that like to play two parts?
It's really fun. It's really exciting because then you have to have a costume change, which is harder sometimes. But it's also really cool to have two different parts so you can like act as two different people. You have two different sides of yourself.
Very interesting. So it gives you, both of you, an opportunity to be creative and bring out different sides of yourselves to show on stage. And that's fun?
Yeah, it's really fun. And sometimes it can get crazy because we have to like change our looks completely because the Duloc people have to have these red cheeks on their face and then the rats are not supposed to have red cheeks on their face. But it's really fun because then you get to like see the show in two different ways and it's really cool.
And Jelena McLean, who is the director of Shrek, again, one more time, Jelena, tell us when it is, what's the run, and how can folks get tickets?
So it is November 16th through the 19th at the Forrest Roberts Theater. We have performances at 7 p.m., and then we have matinees on that Saturday and Sunday as well. Tickets can be purchased at any NMU ticketing outlet. That's tickets.nmu.edu or 227-1032.
That's the comments of Jelena McLean, director of Shrek the Musical Jr., and cast members Abby Harma and Alora Welch, speaking with our Mike Plord. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.